Good afternoon. Today is September 23rd, and you are listening to the Ryersonian's weekly wrap-up. I'm Alicia Birdie.
And I'm Cole Deacon. We're bringing you some of the Ryersonian's biggest stories of the past week and keeping you up to date with the news across campus and around the world.
In this week's episode, a Ryerson film student receives $20,000 for a feature film project.
The Ryersonian covers the 2015 Globe Leaders Debate.
And Ryerson students stand with Ahmed Mohammed and his homemade clock.
Joining us in studio today is Luke Villamere, a third-year Ryerson film student, to talk about his new feature film.
Later in the show, we are joined by Mariam Noser from the Ryerson Muslim Student Association to talk about how social media exploded with the hashtag #IStandWithAhmed.
And now, here's a roundup of your campus news this week.
Just hold on, we're going home. It was a no-brainer that Ryerson had the best Frosh Week of the year, maybe even ever in all of Frosh history. When Drake surprised Ryerson students at this year's Week of Welcome concert alongside Future, Zedstead, and City Councilor Norm Kelly, there was no way students were ever going to let this go.
Now, days before the event, students rushed to get their hands on wristbands that were impossible to get a hold of.
I didn't even bother.
Rumors circled the university that Drake's Ryerson shout-out on Instagram was not just a tease to Rye students, but a hint to a surprise performance.
Scrounging to find sold-out tickets to the event, students were willing to buy $10 guest tickets for 11 times the original price, just to secure their spot. The lucky ones who crowded Gould Street and those who didn't took to Twitter to share their love for the Six rapper.
Now, one of my favorite tweets during the weekend was from the Twitter handle @AUNE_RX. They said, Ryerson has Nas last year, Norman Drake this year, and probably Jesus turning water into wine next year. I'm transferring as we speak, fam.
I think that tweet, along with many others, went 0 to 100 real quick that weekend.
A University of Guelph's Food Institute report has predicted that food prices would rise between 5.5 and 7.5% by the end of this year.
Sorry, food lovers. We know if you're living at home or preparing food on your own that this isn't the best news, but you can blame the Canadian dollar for that.
Now, those percentages might seem small right now, especially if you're only shopping for one, but the numbers quickly add up. Ryerson's current fees and finances form says students should expect to spend between, get this, $250 and $500 a month solely on food.
I'm sorry, did you say $250 to $500 just on food?
Yeah.
That's crazy just for one person.
And now, it's certainly tough for students working part-time jobs, but believe it or not, your food bill won't be cheap for very long.
Hey Cole, speaking of food, it turns out magic mushrooms may have some medical benefits.
Now, experts say the benefits of shrooms can help people cope with post-traumatic stress and even depression.
Now, we're not saying to try one, but mushroom supporters are rooting to make September 20th a day dedicated to magic mushrooms. So move on over, 420.
In other news, Ryerson got a makeover and we truly hoped you noticed. With many changes on campus this year, Ryerson students were greeted back to school with a new logo. It came with an expensive price tag too. With a grand total of $200,000, the massive three-year rebranding replaced the old blue and yellow squares with basically the exact same concept.
While Ryerson may have cut a check for the new logo, BMO has presented Ryerson's tri-mentoring program with a $1 million gift. Marking their 50th anniversary, the program plans to expand their outreach by creating mentoring for mature student groups, along with many other groups they have yet to work with.
The gift was presented earlier this month, but the program says they will not be using the money until they do their research on future mentoring groups.
Are you having a hard time adjusting to the new school year? Don't worry, because you're probably not alone. Beat the back-to-school blues this year by taking on extracurricular activities to blow off some steam. Visit the RU Therapy Dogs on Monday from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in Kerr Hall West. Or you can just let out your frustration and put on your game face for the Ryerson Rams.
Now, speaking of Ryerson Rams, on to some sports news. Lead assistant coach Patrick Tatum has stepped in as the interim head coach for the Ryerson Rams men's basketball team. After trying a program record high 17 regular season wins last season, the Rams hosted the CIS National Championship and won bronze.
Fans will get their first look at the new head coach and his new squad when they host the Toronto Varsity Blues on November 4th at the Mattamy Athletic Center.
In more sports news, Ryerson Rams defenseman Alex Basso returns from NHL training camp with the Washington Capitals. NHL training camp, pretty cool.
I think it's pretty cool.
The 22-year-old was asked to take part in the NHL's rookie camp after playing a dominant campaign last year. Focusing more on his Rams family than his personal goals at the moment, Basso is looking forward to the OUA championships for the Ryerson Rams.
Be sure to support the Boys in Blue when the Rams open their regular season on October 9th when they host the Concordia Stingers at 7:30 p.m. in the MAC. And that is all for Ryerson Sports today. Up next, we're sitting down with third-year Ryerson film student Luke Villemare.
For those of you recently joining us, Luke spoke with the Ryersonian last week about the film project that has already secured $20,000 from the Ryerson Communication and Design Society. The project is being developed by students and alumni from Ryerson's Faculty of Communication and Design and will be partnered up with Ryerson alumnus Neil Hansen to produce the film.
The Ryersonian recently published a story about recent controversy towards the funding. Someone on Twitter voiced their opinion on the weekend, saying the funding was a conflict of interest because Luke is the VP of Finances.
We have Luke here with us today to talk more about the film project and how he is keeping up with it all. Thanks for joining us, Luke.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Now, we are aware that you are actually removed yourself from the voting process when RCDS considered funding your project, but did you expect the conflict of interest issue to come up at some point?
I wanted to make it very clear from the beginning that I knew that this was something that students might see as a conflict of interest, and that's the reason why when I was approached about the story, I never tried to hide the fact that I was VP Finance. I made that very clear, and I did try and address the fact that I went through the same process as everyone else. I paid the same $60 fee a year as everyone else, so I think that I do have the right to the same opportunities as everyone else in the society. But I do see why students looking in, seeing a headline, VP Finance gets 20 grand, might see this as a conflict of interest without knowing kind of the details surrounding it.
So what would you say to people looking in on the situation, thinking that it is a conflict of interest? What point are you trying to get across to people now?
I really hope people see this as an opportunity to come forward with their own ideas and their own projects, because this funding is available to all FCAD students. So as opposed to kind of being negative surrounding this particular project, come to us with the idea that you have and we'll figure out a way to make it happen.
Moving forward, what's your next big step for the film project?
So we're still working on the script right now, and it's a long process. At the same time, I'm also trying to secure more funding from RSU, from Student Affairs, PFACS, which is now known as CIF. So yeah, it's a lot of kind of doing the business aspects, getting the funding together.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Luke. It's good to see that projects like yours are in the works, and we look forward to seeing how it all plays out.
Thanks for having me.
To learn more about the film, please visit ryersonian.ca.
Looking at Globe and Mail's federal leaders' debate on the economy, Ryersonian reporters Angus Mulrooney and Arthur White followed the debate alongside Ryerson professor and economist Eric Kam to answer all questions on the live blog. After watching the debate, it seems some viewers are sitting on the fence before voting day.
Now, you'll be able to cast your votes for this year's upcoming election on Monday, October 19th.
Wrapping up today's show, we take a look at the story behind the trending hashtag #IStandWithAhmed. After being racially profiled by a school, Ahmed Mohammed found himself in handcuffs after teachers assumed the clock was a bomb. The boy has now withdrawn himself from his Texas school, but before he goes back, Ahmed's father says the 14-year-old boy needs a break. Ahmed will be going on a pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia, and then they have plans to visit Barack Obama in the White House.
Ryerson Muslim Students Association also supported the boy on campus late last week. Miriam Noser joins us today to talk about the issue.
Thank you for joining us today, and it was great to see how quickly the association jumped on the social bandwagon.
Now, last week the issue raised a lot of concerns for a lot of different people. How did your association tackle this situation when it broke?
So we basically have a group chat on WhatsApp, and as soon as news broke out or anything like that, we like to share with each other. And seeing as he was a child with such a great gift, of course, and somebody like us who has dreams, we decided let's do something that symbolizes what he did and how he was affected by it. So we're thinking, let's make a clock. Originally, we were going to make an actual clock, since our team is filled with many engineering students like myself, that it was feasible, but we decided to just make a makeshift one out of a Bristol board and have symbols that kind of represent our solidarity with him. And it kind of just went from there, very on the spot, but it made a big impact, which we were very happy about.
Yeah, I saw the clock on my way to school the next day hanging on the Egerton Ryerson statue, and I thought that was pretty cool. I'm like, at least someone got to it quick, and, yeah. You know, they're supporting him as well. But a lot of young students already have a lot to deal with, especially with schoolwork, a social life, and everything else in between. If you put yourself in Ahmed's position, do you think you would have handled the situation the same or any differently?
Of course, he's had a bit of help in terms of presenting himself to the media, but for his age, I am beyond proud of him and how he's stood up against this, like, this blatant experience of Islamophobia. And even if it wasn't an Islamophobic thing and it was something that was prejudiced against me, I don't think at that age I would have reacted like that. Maybe now that I've actually experienced Islamophobia myself, unfortunately, one time. But yeah, I would say he definitely had a mature attitude when he was contacted by the media. So I'm very proud of him.
Now, as a Muslim Student Association, what is the biggest thing that you think you want Ryerson students to take away from this experience?
We want students in general, not even this experience kind of triggered it, but we want students to know that we are just like them. We have dreams, we have passions, we're normal. We like sports, we like whatever, stuff like that other students like on campus. You see so many student leaders nowadays that are Muslim. Like myself, I'm one of the executives of the Ryerson Engineering Student Society, as well as being an executive of the Ryerson Muslim Student Association. So just because we're Muslims does not debilitate us in any way. And in fact, sometimes we use our faith to stem some inspiration to us.
Well, thank you, Mariam. To check out the photo of the association with the Egerton Ryerson statue holding his own homemade clock, visit the Twitter account RyersonMSA.
And that's it for this week's Weekly Wrap.
Also, thank you to our guests for sitting down with us today.
To learn more about the stories we've talked about today and more, you can visit ryersonian.ca and follow us on Twitter. That's @TheRyersonian.
I'm Alicia Birdie.
And I'm Cole Deacon.